Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Wisconsin's Morning News, Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Big day ahead at American Family Field as we bring in MLB.com reporter Adam McKelvey, friend of the program. Hey, Adam.
Hey, yes. I'm still amazed these guys all said yes to this home run derby. I love it.
I guess I don't know what all these guys have going. I mean, why not one last crack at glory? What I am
because it's not
by,
easy to do. That's
it
why
is not what, easy to do exactly.
What yeah, and what like, part of it is not easy, Adam? So I am curious about this. In fact, we asked Matt Arnold about it in terms of the degradation after you leave, you know, Major League Baseball. What you know, what leaves you? How difficult it would be for these guys to hop back in the box and launch baseballs 400 feet.
Yeah, a number of things. One is just the physicality of it. You know, I think the rules, as I understand them, it's 2 minutes. You get eight outs in 2 minutes, and then you get a 45-second bonus round where the home runs count triple, and you get like three outs in that. So it's, you know, it's time. So it's not like they're going to be out there swinging for, you know, over and over and over for like long. But it still takes a physical toll. And also just it's hard to hit a baseball. And they do it, and yes, it's coach pitch, but it's also really hard to do. I mean, I'm not a major league player. I wasn't a college player. I'm not a good player, but I, you know, played little league like everybody did. And I remember the first time I picked up a wood bat and tried to hit with a wood bat, and it was like, oh my God, this is impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make it look really easy.
And it hurt.
And when you're out of the game, yeah, it's so I just. And they're doing it in front of 40,000 people, and they're putting themselves out there. And yes, ball players and pro athletes put themselves out there on a daily basis and do it in front of the fans. But this is different because these are guys who have, you know, coasted into retirement and doing other things. But they're really kind of putting themselves out there in front of a lot of people and risking being kind of embarrassed and doing it in the spirit of fun and celebrating this anniversary of the ballpark. So I give them so much credit for saying yes.
Who are you most excited to see?
It's so funny because here's the other thing I love about this is no one has any idea what's going to happen. And we've been debating in Seattle, we were debating in the clubhouse, especially some of the staff that's been there and knows all these guys, who's going to be great and who's not going to be great. And it's like Jason Schauger has great insight in this. That he's run the clubhouse for many years for the Brewers and gets all the guys equipped and is going to get them equipped today with all that they need for this, batting glove, uniforms, and all that stuff. So he knows who's been hitting, who has kids that hits a lot. That's really key, I think. Like Bill Hall, for example, has apparently been playing a lot with his kids. And then who's been hitting? Like when we were in Miami and Carlos Gomez came in to take BP, here's Ryan Braun on FaceTime with Schauger, and he's at Pepperdine in the cage and wanted to show that he's taking swings too. So a lot of these guys have been kind of trying to get the body ready for this. So I think Ryan Braun is obvious. He's not long retired. He's as competitive a human being as there is. I mean, his swing looks incredible in some of the videos they showed. It's like flashback to when he was playing. But I would say the one I'm really excited is Yovani Gallardo, because of all the guys who are putting themselves out there, Yovani is a guy who was a pitcher, obviously. But his stories of him taking BP as a high school kid were like legendary, and he was a great, you know, he was a good hitting pitcher. But I guess his BPs in high school were amazing, and he was a great hitter in high school. Who knows after all these years what it will look like today? But I just, again, I'm very impressed that he said yes to do something in the spirit of putting on a good show.
I absurdly suggested to Arnold, like, if you're in the market for a bat, like, you wouldn't even have to trade. If somebody impresses you tonight, like, just, you know,
hey, Brown,
pick them up.
You know, they need a little power. How about Eric Thames? Yeah. He's also, Eric Thames has FaceTimed, and one of the guys in the clubhouse was saying, like, his shoulders are, like, the size of a normal man's head. So I think Eric Thames might be another one who might hit some bombs.
All right, so first place team, best record in baseball. Do you need to make a trade ahead of the deadline, which is a week from yesterday?
It is such an interesting position the Brewers are in. And I wrote about this in Seattle, 17 hits in the finale, 14 singles. It was the way the Brewers have won. The Woodpeckers, Pat Murphy has some Woodpeckers. He lives kind of south of Milwaukee, and he apparently has a little Woodpecker situation going on outside his bedroom window, so it's been on his mind. And he says that's how the Brewers play, 4:10 a.m. They're just pecking away, and they won't stop. And, you know, there is such a thing in baseball as chemistry of a team. We always debate, do you have good chemistry because you've been winning, or do you win because of the chemistry? You'll never solve that. But they do have something going, and Murph always talks about knowing the who of the person before you make a trade, and there have been situations where they brought guys in and it's kind of been oil and water. So there is a risk of, like, whoever you bring in, you want to make sure it's the right guy. Like, look, a corner infielder would look nice on this team. There's probably a need there. Whether that's like a big-time bopper that you install at third, that comes at a high price, and they have to make a decision about how much a chunk they want to take out of the future. And typically, you know, this team's philosophy, we've talked about it, it's that they don't want to, you know, give up too much of the future because they've won year after year because they continue to have these players to bring up and plug in and play and be successful.
But they never win-win. You know what I mean? Well, like, they never are knocking on the door of the World Series.
But making that trade doesn't guarantee you anything.
Yeah,
and you
you're
can
right.
say, yes, it improves your chances, but it is such a roll of the dice. You can make the smartest trade, and you can get very little payoff for it. Or you can trade for Mark Canha and Carlos Santana and absolutely hit the jackpot. And those guys performed way above expectations. They were not big trades. Probably people rolled their eyes, and they wanted so much more than Mark Canha a couple of years ago.
I did.
Ends up being their MVP.
What are we doing? This was our big bet.
Yeah, I'm just – my caution to everybody is that when you want the all-in, it's such a – you know, this time of year, that's what the sellers capitalize on, this idea, the emotion of a team wanting to push the chips all in and you know, give up something crazy to get something that you're just betting on 2 good months for a good player. And it doesn't always pay off. So I've covered enough Brewers trade deadlines, especially in the David Stearns, Matt Arnold era, to have stopped trying to predict what they're going to do because they never do the move that you expect them to do, ever. Carlos Santana is the closest ever. Is the closest possible. Wade Miley was predicting that for months, and they made the trade. But it's usually something. Aaron Civale in early July last year, you just don't see coming. And he helped them. He helped them down the stretch. So I could see him picking up an infielder. I don't know if it's going to be a big infielder or not. But I think that's a move that you could see really helping this roster. And the deadline is a week from yesterday. So
last one for you, man. Adam McAlvey is with us from MLB.com. He covers the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay, if you don't want to mortgage the future,
yeah,
I'm gonna throw it out there because we don't have long term control with Freddy Peralta, who's been a champion this season. He's been our ace, our number one guy,
beloved,
and is beloved. So, but that would, frankly, make some sense. There's an argument to be made for it if you were going to do that trade as opposed to trading one of the guys who are knocking on the door to get back up here with the big league club. That said, does the Josh Hader trade and how that worked out, to your point of chemistry, Adam, weigh heavily on Matt Arnold?
I would guess yes. And I don't know. I mean, the Josh Hader trade made a lot of logical sense for Brewers. And look, it got him Robert Gasser, who had Tommy John, unfortunately, but looks like he's going to be really good, and it essentially got him William Contreras.
Yeah, and Contreras.
So, but it was that trade did not help them in the immediate, and I do think that the memory of that, it has to be somewhere in their minds as they weigh trades. And the other thing I would say is you can always make that Freddy Peralta deal this winter. Like that's the time when they traded, say, Corbin Burns is 1 year remaining. Mm-hmm. There still will be value. You won't get the frenzy of the deadline. I think that would weigh heavily. And I saw Matt Arnold when the team was in LA made some comments about he sees Freddie being part of this team down the stretch. I think He is their one of their leaders. He is kind of the one part of the soul of the clubhouse, the guy who always has a smile on his face, and the guy who's made every start really for the last 2 years when there has been total chaos around him in the rotation. And credit to them for holding the starting pitching together and making it a strength, because they've had so many moving pieces for two straight years, for more than that even. But Freddy Peralta has been the mainstay out there. He's made every start. There's tremendous value in what he does on the mound in just being out there every fifth day, and what he does in the clubhouse and keeping everybody else, you know, smiling just as big as he does.
Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, enjoy the day. Fun times out there.
Yeah.